It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America needs change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. Today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
What happened to the power of God, like on a Zeus astray? A great awakening. All God's glory on display. A great awakening. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Help us to know who you are today. That nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now, yeah. Let nothing stand between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, thank you, Tom Dooley, and good Saturday, everybody. So delighted to have you listening here on BPN Radio. And we're going to be praying today. We're going to be praying some prayers of agreement. It's going to be a great, it's going to be a great Saturday broadcast. And I just love to pray. And I thank you for praying with me. And we want to welcome you here to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station around the globe, around the clock, this time or any time, day or night. You can pray with me here on BPN Radio. And this is January the 17th. Tomorrow and Monday, Gene and I will be ministering at San Diego Christian Worship Center in San Diego, California. Art and Wendy Evans are the leaders of that great church. We've been ministering there for a long, long time. So if you're in the San Diego area, anywhere in Southern California, the services will be Sunday morning and Sunday evening and Monday morning and Monday evening. So join us if you will. And it's just a delight to have you here. We're believing God for 1,000 cities, 1,000 prayer centers, 1,000 prayer leaders. And if you would like to sign up to be a prayer leader, you can go to our website at bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com. And there is a place that says 1,000 churches or 1,000 prayer centers, excuse me. And you can just fill out that form, if you will. We're going to have an official form soon. And so we've just made some notes here. Let me go over these notes real quickly before we start praying, because I believe that God's going to give us 1,000 prayer centers. And that prayer center may be in your church, or it could be, let's see, it could be in a lot of different places. It could be in your church. It could be in your neighborhood. It could be in your business, on campus, an office building, the apartment, the meeting room of the apartment house where you live. Wow, it could just be a lot of different places. And so all we're asking you to do is just go there and fill out that that form, if you will. It's not a complete form, but it will let us know that you would like to have you would like to host a prayer center. And let me just share a little bit more information about that. Some notes on being a prayer center. You need to have a designated meeting place and a designated meeting time once per week. So you can meet every day if you want to, every hour, but that one time a week. And we will designate you as a BPN prayer center, a Breakout Prayer Network prayer center, and you need to have a prayer leader. So a designated place, a designated meeting time, a designated prayer leader, and then a BPN will send you requests for each center to pray over once a week. We'll send those out on Monday morning, and you can just have prayer anytime during the week. If held at a church, you need the approval of your pastor if you are not the pastor, and or the pastor may be the prayer leader. So if the location is private, BPN will list it as a prayer center with no location. It'll just be, for instance, Lubbock, Texas Prayer Center. And if someone inquires about that location, BPN will gather contact info, forward it to you as the prayer leader, letting them contact the person, saying if you want to have them to come to your particular place, since it may be a private prayer gathering. So, wow, it's going to be great, and we're going to get all that information out to you. But why don't you just go to our BPN radio.com and just where it says prayer leaders, prayer centers. You can just put in your information. We'll get back with you real, real soon. I know that Cheryl Ortiz, our national prayer coordinator, is working on that. So, Father, we just come boldly into your presence here on this Saturday, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. We just pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The will of God be done here on this Saturday. We just thank you for people that are joining us here in this hour of power as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And so we're talking today about returning America, returning to God. We're going to pray. Yesterday, we prayed for the veterans. Today, we're praying for the church. We're praying for Christians. We're praying for politicians, government officials. We're praying for our schools. We must turn to God, back to God. And we need him now, and we need him more than ever before. We have so many people today that have been knowing God, but they're turning away from God. And we as Christians today, while we see all of these things happening, we must know that the return of the Lord is soon, and we need to be faithful in what God has called us to do. We don't need to become weary in well-doing. We must not turn aside, but we must keep the faith. And I just appreciate people, that singers and musicians that help us out here on the Breakout Prayer Network here on BPN Radio. That's being produced by Michael Schonborn. I appreciate Leland and Todd Mooring and Courtney Vandiver, Piera, Godfrey Bertle, and others, including Martin Smith. And here's Martin Smith now. He's going to sing about keeping the faith. And then we're going to come back to do some intense praying for our nation, retracing some steps of how we got here. It's going to be very interesting, so don't go away. But right now, we're just going to have to keep the faith.
Pieces of my life. Let your fire fall. I'm waiting. Yeah. Come and take it all.
But we're going to keep the faith. Yes, we are. He said, "Well, I find faith." Jesus said, "Well, I find faith when I return." I believe there is a remnant of people in America that they're determined to keep the faith, and they are determined to see another spiritual awakening here in America. And I pray today for other prayer ministries that are going on. I thank God for these ministries. I want us to pray for prayer ministries that are in motion today, and many of them have been going for many, many years. And my friend Bob Wilhite, who lives in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and he's been calling people to pray for many years, the International House of Prayer in Kansas City, Pastor Bob Nichols and the Power Tower that I helped start in Fort Worth, the 24-hour Power Tower in Fort Worth, and I helped start that in 1995, and for about 18 years they prayed around the clock, and now they're praying, I think, maybe 15, 16 hours a day. And so I want to pray for them, express appreciation to them. My friend Jack Robbins up in the Tulsa, Oklahoma area. And Jack Robbins is calling for people in every county. So he's believing that he's gathering counties. And I'm thankful for Jack Robbins. Hal and Cheryl Sachs have been our friends for many years, since about 86. And they have been doing an incredible work in their prayer ministry in Arizona. They live in Phoenix, calling Phoenix to pray. Pastors throughout the state of Arizona, they're making a major impact. And I bless pray for Hal and Cheryl Sachs. Trinity Church in Lake Worth, Florida has been praying almost every day. They have two or three prayer meetings a day. They're at Trinity Church International, Lake Worth, Florida. Dr. Tom Peters was the pastor, and now his son Jamie Peters has succeeded him there. But the church has been praying since I first went there in 1987. And so we just pray for that church also. We pray for these churches and ministries that are keeping the light on, that's keeping the lamp burning on the altar. And we bless Bob Wilhite. We bless International House of Prayer in Kansas City. We bless Pastor Bob Nichols and the Power Tower in Fort Worth. We bless Jack Robbins. We bless Hal and Cheryl Sachs. We bless Trinity Church International in Lake Worth, Florida, and others that I have not mentioned that are praying, giving themselves to prayer. Also want to express my appreciation to the man that helped launch me across America in 1985, Larry Lee. And Larry wrote a book called Could You Not Tarry 1 Hour that made a major impact upon this nation. And that book and prayer series went all over the nations of the world. And that Church on the Rock in Rockwall, Texas, was a major force. And now the prayer army that was in that place, is there's been a recall there. And I know that Brian and Debbie Davenport, I'm going to have Debbie on tomorrow, and we're going to do some intercessory prayer. But they have been major players and recalling the prayer army. So I believe there is hope in America, but we are having some major challenges, and we know that there are some things that are happening in America that's very disturbing. Not only do I want to express appreciation to these prayer leaders, but I also want to express appreciation to Christian and conservative media people such as Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, and Gary Bauer. I must say that I read Gary Bauer's articles almost every day, The American Values. And one time, Gary Bauer ran for president of the United States, but he's a forceful voice. And if you're not subscribing to Gary Bauer's articles, you can. I'm sure, just by Googling in American Values, Gary Bauer, B-A-U-E-R. And this man is a truth teller. He tells it exactly like it is. And in yesterday's article, he wrote these words. He said, concerning Duke's decision to have Muslim prayers on their campus, and he said, like many of America's elite universities, North Carolina's Duke University began with a strong Christian foundation. And like many of America's elite universities, Duke has strayed from those values. In 2004, Duke raised eyebrows for sponsoring a Palestinian Solidarity Movement conference. As one might imagine, the movement promoted divestment from Israel, supported the outrageous claim that Zionism is racism. A previous PSM conference sold T-shirts calling for the destruction of Israel on the campus of Duke University. Not surprisingly, some Jewish students left Duke in disgust. He said, I thought about them yesterday when I read that Duke will begin broadcasting the Muslim call to prayer from the chapel bell tower. The decision, according to one university official, represents a larger commitment to religious pluralism that is at the heart of Duke's mission. He said, I wonder if Duke's Methodist founders would agree with its new mission. One man who does not agree with Duke's decision is Reverend Franklin Graham. Reacting to this announcement, Graham said these words, as Christianity is being excluded from the public square and followers of Islam are raping, butchering, and beheading Christians, Jews, and anyone who doesn't submit to their Sharia Islamic law, Duke is promoting this in the name of religious pluralism. Graham urged donors and alumni to withhold their support. I know some might say, Gary, this is America. We let 1,000 flowers bloom. Well, that's the point. We're not letting 1,000 flowers bloom. When the Chick-fil-A controversy erupted, Duke officials used the convenient excuse of scheduled renovations to cancel the restaurant's contract with Duke. The university was quick to disassociate itself from the Christian views of a restaurant CEO, but it is embracing the call to prayer of a faith that leads the world in religious persecution. There is growing intolerance of Christianity at our institutions of higher learning, Bauer wrote. Last year, the California State University system derecognized InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. Why? Because it required its officers to abide by Christian values that were deemed discriminatory by left-wing bureaucrats. It's not happening, Bauer wrote, just in California. Vanderbilt University, in the heart of the Bible Belt, is among the worst offenders. Judeo-Christian values are being ground underfoot, and too many educational elites are promoting only Islam. I remind you again of the new ubiquitous use of the phrase, the Prophet Muhammad. It is spoken by self-righteous commentators who would never say Jesus, the Son of God. Every graduate of Duke, every family saving to send a child to Duke, should contact the administration of Duke, firmly but politely defending our Judeo-Christian heritage and urging Duke to reconsider these prayers. I will never forget several years ago, while on a mission journey to one of the countries in Africa, being woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning at a hotel near the city square with a Muslim prayer starting. And I was so stunned and stirred in my spirit as I began to hear these prayers and people rising to pray to Allah. And I was amazed at people responding to that call to Muslim prayers. And so while the Muslims are praying and while Islam is being promoted in America, so many Christians are slumbering and sleeping. And we are rapidly giving way to a new religion in America called Islam, as I prophesied on the Thursday broadcast, giving my prophetic words for 2015. So our president declared that we're no longer a Christian nation, and that he shared those words when we first came into office. And we have to, as Christians, we have to determine, are we going to be a Christian nation? It's not enough that over 90% of those in the 114th Congress proclaim to be Christians. That's not enough. It's not enough that a major part of the population of America go to a Christian church or call themselves Christians. The thing that's happening is there is a war on Christianity, and it's happening at our very doorstep. And we know that in England, the Muslims said, we'll take England city by city. We know in America, this is the plan of Satan, and I've been saying it for a long time, that Satan's desire is to take America one city at a time. And so we must be alert. We must be aware at what is going on in our particular city. We have about 700 cities that are represented here on Breakout Prayer Network by going to letsprayamerica.com or dalegentry.com and clicking on the map, the MAP, and seeing cities all across America. Because I'm believing for 1,000 prayer centers or 1,000 points of light. Because we understand the schemes of the enemy. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, we're not ignorant of his devices. And so we must pray. And not only local churches pray, but we must have citywide prayer meetings. And people that can have buildings in the heart of a city, at a bank building or another building, business building, and just have prayer on Main Street as well as churches would be fantastic. And I believe in for 1,000 prayer centers here in America. But the question is, here on BPN Radio on this Saturday, how did we get here in America? We're a major university founded by the Methodist denomination. How did we get here to where that university is now about to broadcast Muslim prayers in the mornings at 5 o'clock, calling people to pray and promoting Islam? How is that happening in a Christian nation founded on Christian principles? Pilgrims came here, Christian pilgrims came here, knelt down on the soil of this nation and prayed, dedicated this nation to God, and set themselves to serve God. They built church buildings, and school was held in those church buildings for over 100 years. On Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, there was school. And then on Sunday, there was church. And the schools were held in the church building. And for over 100 years, the Bible was the only textbook. The Bible was the only textbook. So many people don't understand the history of our nation. How did we fall this hard? And where did we go wrong? Well, we could probably go way back to where we separated the school from the church. And we just took the school out of the church, and we separated it so that students could prepare for university. Although universities like Yale and Harvard, many of those Ivy League schools, most of those Ivy League schools started as Christian universities, preparing preparing young men to go into the ministry. How far? And now those colleges and Ivy League schools are just hotbeds of socialism and hotbeds of rebellion. How did we get here? Well, we quit teaching, we quit using the Bible as a textbook, and we started using others, and we let other people that did not believe in God, we allowed them to put their textbooks, their writings in our schools. And then there came a day that we took Christianity out of our public school system. It became a government school system. And we took prayer out in 1963 and said we can no longer pray. And from that point, our schools started becoming very dangerous. And the Christianity religion was replaced by secular humanism, the belief that you are a God in yourself. Everything revolves around you. If it makes you feel good, if it makes you happy, then just do it. There are no restraints because you are a God. That's secular humanism, and it really is. It really is the religion of our public school system. And then we send our students off to colleges and universities that do not believe in God. And so many professors that have tenure are teaching anti-Christ, anti-God philosophies. And if you do not adhere to those, then you are ridiculed by the professor and other students as well. And we send many of our sons and daughters off to secular colleges and universities only to find many of them coming back with no belief in God, atheistic in their beliefs and in their dialogues. And consequently, we lose them. We know that homeschools and Christian schools have sprung up across America, which I salute and say amen. Yes and amen. But many of those are being confronted with persecution. Laws are trying to be enacted against these homeschool parents, against these homeschoolers, against Christian schools. And so there is a war on Christianity. But we must return to the principles that were established in the beginning. And so we are in a terrible shape. We have laws that have been enacted that we would have never dreamed that could have happened. People being arrested because they will not submit to biblical principles. And so we need some help. We need some help. How did we get here? We got here because we took prayer out of the school and we took prayer out of the home. And now in many places, we are taking prayer out of the church. We're taking prayer out of the church. And so we must return. We must return. We are living in an age of desperation. Godfrey Bertel wrote a song about what is happening. I want him to sing this, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to pray for revival in America. We're going to pray. We know the conditions are bad. We just need to rehearse some things that would be a wake-up call. And so here's Godfrey Bertel to sing, and we're going to come back and pray. He's going to sing about God help us, and that's what we need to be crying out right now. God help us.
We're living in an age where we're one click away from some of the vilest things on this earth. Oh Lord, we need a revolution now. We've fallen in a pit, but we struggle to admit that we're caught in a net, the trap we've hit. Oh Lord, we need a revolution now. The good news is a crime, it's a murder, our unborn children is fine. Oh Lord,
revolution now. We're living in a day where we've made sex a game, told the kids they can play just as long as it's safe. Oh Lord, we need a revolution now. Is enough, oh, enough, is enough, is enough, is enough, oh, enough, enough, is 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 is enough, oh yeah. Is enough, is enough, is enough, oh yeah. Is enough,
our government.
Is enough,
is enough,
oh yeah. Is enough, is enough, is enough,
over our education system.
Oh enough, is enough, is enough, is enough, oh. Is enough, is enough, is enough, oh, enough, is enough, is enough, is enough, oh, enough, is 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 enough,
is enough, oh yeah. Is enough, is enough, is enough, oh.
Truth flow like never ending streams.
Well, thank you, God, for Bertle. God help us. Let's pray right now. Father, we pray for our nation right here on BPN Radio, this 24-hour internet prayer station that you spoke to me about several months ago. Pray 24 hours a day for America, another spiritual awakening, a nation that we love, and we pray, we cry out for our nation right now here on BPN Radio, and we just pray right now in Jesus' name, Lord, that your will, plan, and purpose be done in America. Would you join me, people? Would you join me, church? Would you join me, people of God? And Father, we stand as Christians unashamedly declaring that Satan cannot have our nation. He cannot have this land that was founded upon godly foundations, Jehovah God being the center of that foundation. And we declare today that we will not give up our nation. We will not give over to powers of darkness. We declare there's only one God in America, and that is Jehovah God, whose son Jesus bled on a cross and died that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And we pray, oh God, we cry out today for another spiritual awakening in America, from shore to shore, to sea to shining sea. May we be that city that you called for, the city set on a hill. And so we just declare in the name of Jesus, revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And Lord, we pray in Jesus' name that city after city after city will turn to you, O God, will turn away from their sins. We repent for our sins today. And Father God, we repent for the sins of this nation. God, have mercy. We repent of our perversion. We are a perverted society. We call good evil and evil good. And we have gone into darkness as a nation. We have lost our moral compass. We are a ship without a sail, wandering aimlessly. And God, we got here because we quit praying in the school. We quit praying in the home. We quit praying in our businesses. We quit praying in the church. And the church became something other than a house of prayer. We got here, Lord, because we began to pervert what you have called for. There's a perversion. There is an unholy mixture that is going on. We got here because people begin to be silent, and the church bought in the 1960s. The church bought into this thing of separation from church and state, which never was intended. That was not the intent of the writers, the framers of our Constitution. But we know that somewhere somebody came up with it. And so many Americans, even Christians, even churches bought into it, pastors saying we cannot mention politics in the pulpit. We cannot talk about the elections. We cannot talk about who to vote for. And consequently, we as Christians begin to turn our nation over to entities that were godless entities. They were not Christ-like. They were anti-Christ people. And consequently, we begin to lose the ground that we had. The foundation began to crumble. And the Bible says, what if the foundations are destroyed? Then what will the righteous do? We are not the United States of America. We are the divided states of America. We are divided as a nation. And we know that a house divided against itself, you said, Lord, cannot stand, will not stand. And so America, as we know it now, cannot stand because it's divided. It's divided because we have allowed Satan to come in and bring confusion and division and sell his wares. And we bought in to all kinds of sexual perversion. We bought into greed and idolatry. And we know that our days are occupied by so many activities, so many events that are going on, and people do not have time for Sundays or Mondays or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at the church. Most of the time, not even Sunday morning. God, there must be a return to you. There must be a return to holiness, righteousness. There must be a return to repentance. And there must be a cleansing of the church and cleansing in the pulpit. God, help us. God, help us. We need your help, Lord. We need your help. We pray for my nation. I pray for revival across America. I pray, Lord, that prayer leaders will rise up in this nation. I pray that pastors will become prayer leaders of their churches, or somebody that's been appointed by the pastor who knows how to lead prayer. In Jesus' name, God, we ask for prayer centers to be raised up all across America. In Jesus' name, we need your help. I do want to make an announcement that on April 9th through 11th, that's a 911 call, April 9th through 11th of this year, I am going to be hosting a breakout prayer network, prayer leaders gathering. And I want to invite all of you pastors. I want to invite people that are starting a prayer group in your neighborhood, in your office building, your business, on campus, apartment building, whatever it may be. I want you to take that Thursday night through Saturday noon to come to Austin, Texas, beautiful Austin, Texas. And I will be leading a BPN prayer leaders gathering. And you may not even have a prayer group right now, but you say, I want to start a prayer group. Or maybe you are a prayer leader. You say, I just like to come and receive some information. I'd like to receive some instruction, and I would like to receive some impartation. Information, instruction, impartation. Thursday night and Friday morning and Friday night and Saturday morning. If you would come to the BPN Prayer Leaders Gathering as we begin to escalate the call for 1,000 prayer centers in 1,000 cities led by 1,000 prayer leaders, whether you have a public meeting or a private meeting. If you only have 2 or 3 gathering together, or 2 or 300 or 2 or 3,000, would you please come? And I've been leading prayer in America since 1967. I've been a national prayer leader since 1985, and I just like to pour myself into you. We'll have some other people that know how to intercede, know how to pray. And so that will be April the 9th through the 11th in Austin, Texas. So make your plans to come now. Lord, we just say we need you. God, we need you. We need you now. Lord, we need you. Would you just tell him how much you need him? We need you, God. Lord, we need you today. As a nation, we need you. Our city needs you. Our church needs you. There are some of you that are listening today, and your church may have become cold and dry and unconcerned. You just need to pray. God, send a revival. Send an awakening. An awakening to my nation, to my land, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, we need you today. We just take a few moments, just tell him how much you need him. There's still hope for our nation. There's still hope for our nation. As I prophesied Thursday, I just see revival coming. I see another spiritual awakening coming to America. I see young people coming out of obscurity to preach to their generation. See old men and women come out of retirement to preach, to prophesy, to declare. I see prayer leaders being formed out of intercessors that's been in their closet, particularly women that's been in their prayer closet for many years praying. They're coming out. They're making declarations of what they've been hearing the Holy Spirit saying. And I just declare in Jesus' name, there's a force in the earth, and because there is a people group that is still praying. And so we just need to tell the Lord today, we need you, Lord. We need you more. Gene and I have a friend named Kim Walker, and Kim is going to sing this song. We need you more, Lord. We need you more. Let's just tell him how much we need him. Can we do it right now? Right now. Right now on BPN Radio. Today I need you more.
than anything, I need you more. Oh, more than the air I breathe, more than the song I sing, more than anything, I need you more. Oh, I'm so hungry for more of your presence, God. I don't want to stay where I've been.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're hungry for you. We're thirsty for you. God, we need more of you. We need more of you. We need more of you. We hunger and thirst after you, oh God. We agree with Kim Walker. We need you more. We need you more, Lord. And I just pray right now for hunger. Hunger to fill the hearts and lives of Christians all across this nation. I know there's other nations of the world that are helping us pray. But will you join us in praying for revival in America, another spiritual awakening? You know, from 1985 until 1990, my wife Jean and I went across America sharing the prayer message, teaching people to pray individually, personally, and then teaching churches to pray corporately. In 1990, the Holy Spirit said, you're going to start going to churches then for weeks, months at a time. And we began to do that in the summer of 1990. We went to started going to churches then for weeks and months at a time. 11 weeks, 16 weeks. Eventually, we went 24-week revival, prayer revival at Calvary Cathedral International in Fort Worth, Texas, where Pastor Bob Nichols is now in his 50th year pastoring that church. And out of that, the church began to pray around the clock for many years. And so for about 8 years, Gene and I gave ourselves to prayer day and night in churches. And we know the hunger that we saw there, the thirst, the power of the Holy Ghost that was so evident. And I know that this may sound very radical to some of you, but I wrote a book about revival in the morning. It may sound radical to you, but some of those meetings were accompanied by such incredible demonstrations of the power of the Holy Ghost. Sometimes it would be so thick there that people would have to crawl into the church and crawl out of the church. I cannot explain it all. There were times when the glory of God was so strong that two men on either side held me up to keep me from falling to the floor because of the awesome presence. And I know that that might sound like I'm a heretic to some of you, but I'm telling you, there was a demonstration, and God desires to demonstrate his power and his glory. You know, there's home run hitters in the major leagues. I used to be a sportscaster. There are major home run hitters in the major leagues, and their power is demonstrated by not only can they get it over the wall, but how many feet can they hit a home run. There's a demonstration of the power in that baseball park that brings people to their feet. And we need to see a demonstration of the Spirit and power of God that will bring this nation to its feet and then to its knees. But they must understand that there is a God in heaven, and he's doing awesome things. Thank you so very, very much for praying with me today. And tomorrow will be a time of intercession. I want you to join, particularly all you intercessors that love to pray in the Holy Ghost. I want you to join me, because tomorrow we're going to be praying in the Spirit, and we're going to be doing some interceding on the broadcast tomorrow. Thank you for listening to BPN Radio, being a part of this broadcast. I trust that you will sign up to be a prayer leader in your city, and you can go to our website and fill out the information. We're moving forward. Thank you for being a part of BPN. I'll see you tomorrow at this time or anytime.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening, Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.